and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Donald Trump has been elected President of the United States. Josh has got our special report this lunchtime.
He started out as a reality TV star and businessman. Now he's won the American election. Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the USA.
The president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
His victory became clear after he secured key battlegrounds, including Florida and North Carolina. He has this message for his supporters.
Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
He also praised the hard work of his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton and urged Americans to come together. Around the globe, leaders have pledged to work with him, including Theresa May, who says Britain and the US will remain strong and close partners. Here in Kent, Tunbridge and Morling MP Tom Tugendhat has been telling us it's democracy at its best.
If anything is, this is an example of what a good country and a good government looks like.
Well, it's certainly come as a massive shock, though, not least because the polls last night were still predicting a Clinton victory. American politics lecturer Dr. Andrew Rowe from the Uni of Kent has been telling us why that might have happened.
It could be that when pollsters spoke to American voters or potential American voters, they lied. They said they were going to vote for Clinton or they wouldn't offer Trump as a potential vote because in some way they may be have been embarrassed by that.
Well, some politicians are comparing the outcome to our decision to leave the EU. Sarah Palin ran for vice president in 2006. She endorsed Trump this time around and says Brexit left Americans feeling inspired.
See Great Britain, America, see how we're hooking up now? We're going rogue and saying, you know, the people are going to take back control of our governance, really. We're going to be able to say, no, we don't want this globalism.
We still haven't heard from Hillary Clinton this afternoon. She's expected to speak later.
KMFM News.
The driver of a tram which derailed in South London, killing several people, has been arrested. Dozens more have been injured following the incident in Croydon this morning. Emergency crews are still working to free victims. The Prime Minister says every effort is being made to deal with what's happened.
My thoughts and prayers are with all of those who've been affected by this terrible incident that has taken place on the tram in Croydon. And government is closely in touch with the emergency services and other authorities to ensure that all is being done that is necessary to deal with this terrible incident.
An 18-year-old man's been charged with attempted murder after another man was seriously injured in Medway. Police are called to Buckland Road in Cliff following reports of an argument 12 days ago. A third person's been charged after two men were injured in a disturbance in Gillingham. Police are called to reports of an assault in Cavendish Avenue a week ago. The group, who are all in their 20s, are due in court next month.
KMFM News.
Maidstone's MP says she's going to demand answers from the Defence Secretary after it was announced the town's army barracks is to close. Earlier this week, we told you in Victor Park, which is home to the 36 engineers, is one of 50 military sites across the country set to be shut by 2040. Helen Grant says it's an uncertain time for soldiers and families.
I think the situation is made worse as well on a personal level because the MOD have failed to actually confirm to people where they're going to be relocated to and when.
And the Kent founder of a waste reporting app has been told it can keep its name following a nine-month battle with Facebook. Lawyers for the social media giant initially told Danny Lucas from Tunbridge to stop using Littlegram over concerns it was a threat to their Instagram brand.
KMFM Showbiz.
Kent's Gemma Arterton has told KMFM she's loved working with Idris Elba in her new movie. The Gravesend actress was on the red carpet last night for the premiere of 100 Streets.
You never know who you're going to work with in this job, and it's a kind of risk and a gamble, and you never know if you're going to get on with them or if it's going to work. Sometimes it doesn't work and it still looks good, but in this case it did. It was we're friends, so yeah, it's lovely.
The independent British film is in cinemas from Friday.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham have finally ended their poor run of form. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Yeah, that's right, the Jules beat West Brom under 21s 2-0 in the Checker Trade Trophy last night, but it wasn't enough to see them progress in the competition, although manager Justin Edinburgh is glad to get their first clean sheet in 29 games.
It's pleasing that, you know, eventually, far too long, but we've managed to keep a clean sheet. So, yeah, lots of positives. I know that people, you know, would look at it and it's expected to win. I understand that, but you know, you always look for positives, and we had a few tonight.
You can read our match report today at kentonline.co.uk. And in cricket, England are in good shape after the opening day of the first test with India, with Joe Root clocking an important century. Alistair Cook's side closed on 311 for 4 in their first innings in Rajkot. The tourists lost 3 early wickets.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.